Okay, folks, Ryan Gunness here. Welcome to the MLM Rod Video Profits training here. And I'm going to kind of jump into it. You know, now this went out to, you know, this training was really for people that's been using our MLM Recruiter Demand System for some time. And I got prompted to do this because I get a lot of emails and questions from people on, you know, on how to do follow-up, because, you know, I teach a lot on, you know, getting leads and getting prospects for your business, and I don't normally do a whole lot of training on follow-up. So, you know, based on everybody's questions, I realize I'm going to start doing some more training on follow-up. So what I did here is I put together some points from the message on the Video Profits training, and it's really simple in the sense that a lot of times people feel like, you know, you're used to watching videos to learn about your business and your company trainings, and, you know, video is a very common thing that we use every day, and I think people know that they should be using video in their business, but they are scared to do it because they feel like it's very technical, or they're nervous to get on the phone, right? And I want to kind of demolish some of those things for you. You know, so I'm going to kind of read through the letter that I sent, you know, in the message promoting this course, and kind of go deep into it so that you can kind of understand, you know, why you should consider video if you're not doing video. And if you're not doing personal video, my goal is to kind of encourage you to consider adding some form of personal videos into your follow-up. All right, so I say, as an entrepreneur, I'm always looking for ways to leverage my time. You know, hint, do something once, get value from it many times over, even for years into the future. You know, and if you think about it, that is one of the reasons that we all got into network marketing. You know, as we were attracted to the idea of building a downline, building a team one time and then getting paid over and over again, right? So that's leverage. And you know, we should always be thinking about leverage in all areas of our life, not just even in business, but even in our personal life. How can we get more value for our time and everything that we do? You know, and one of the examples I put here, you know, using a drill is way less time and energy than using one of those little screwdrivers, right? And, you know, if you ever did a project where you were just using a screwdriver and, you know, and you found a drill to do it and you start using the drill, it's like, why wasn't I doing this before, right? So the same thing with creating videos, it creates a lot of leverage. It's one of the fastest ways to create like and trust with people, you know, without actually physically being there, you know, in person or on the phone. You know, no like and trust equals no desire to do business. So one of the reasons why we should be looking at video is it creates a situation where you can connect with someone and create some like and trust without necessarily having to be there. And then the times when you do get in with someone personally, there's a lot of like and trust that's built already. You know, and if you think about it, a lot of interaction with me is through my little tiny little videos. And over time, you know, you either resonate with me and you continue to use the stuff that I teach, or you don't, you go away. But same thing in your business. If you're using videos, the people that resonate with you will be attracted to you, and the people that don't, you probably never get to have to deal with them anyway. So it's a real fast way to create that like and trust. Another thing is it sets you up as a person to look up to. You know, we're programmed as human beings, even as kids growing up, that people on video is, you know, someone that you should look up to. You know, so we're used to seeing celebrities, or we're used to seeing speakers or somebody that's on video. So in our minds, seeing someone on video, I think we're kind of programmed to say, wow, that person must know what they're talking about. You know, and that's one of the reasons too that creates that little like and trust there. You know, and again, if somebody is looking down at you, then in most cases they're probably not going to join your business or your team. So that's another reason why you want to use video. And going back to the leverage, you know, when you create video, that video could work for you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You know, and you can get a lot of value out of that video for years and years and years into the future. So, I think that for most people, you know, on this training, you guys know that already. And the challenge that I see that a lot of people face is, well, where do I start? You know, what do I talk about? how do I set this up? Okay, so I'm going to actually show you, and I'm going to go into it here. And this is a type of training. If you have questions, I'm going to go into it. This is an intimate training where my goal is that you walk away from this and you're able to start doing videos as soon as tomorrow, because it's really that simple. Okay. So I'll go into some more things here, like what to talk about, the techie stuff. All these are the things that normally stop people. You know, they think they have to buy all this expensive equipment, and it's really not the case. Also like editing videos to make it look good. You know, the style of videos that I'm going to teach you really does not require any editing. You know, so it's very, very quick in turnaround time. Okay, so I'll kind of jump into a few other things. Now, I talk about not creating videos without having to get on camera. Okay, and there's a couple reasons why I think this is important. Not that you shouldn't get on camera if you have an opportunity to, but a couple of reasons I would say that this is a good strategy for network marketing is because if you're teaching your team how to do these kind of things, there are more people that can do this activity of creating videos without getting on camera than the folks that can, because you getting in front of the camera requires more stuff, maybe better lighting, more preparing. You have to, always be dressed properly, et cetera, et cetera. So these videos without having to get on camera actually makes it very convenient because you don't have to really do much preparation to do this. Okay. And it works just as effective. And there's a lot of creative ways to actually even create more interesting content without necessarily being on camera. Because on camera, you may have to be a little bit more, engaging. And you might have to have a little bit more skills to do it. So you have to, build up a lot more, I think, to get it on camera. Not that it's bad to do videos on camera too, but again, for your team, there's more people that can do it. Just like watching this little training right now, if you put together a little document and you're going to share a couple of things, you can read right from your screen and say, hey, here's what we're going to talk about. And you share a couple of bullet points, something that you learned. Could be a product that you're talking about. Could be a testimony. And you can share right from your screen. So it's very, very easy to do that. All right. Let's see here. No editing. You really don't even need much PowerPoint presentation skills, very little time, no website necessary. You can upload the videos right to YouTube or any of the platforms that's out there. And, like I said, I'm going to give you everything so you can basically get started with videos right away. So let me jump into a little bit further down here. And again, if you are the person that's creating videos right now, I believe this strategy of how I'm teaching it is going to be something that you might want to, adopt to teach your team to do, because this is a good way for someone to get started with videos. And if it ever leads to them getting on camera and doing, more sophisticated videos, they would be able to work their way up to that as opposed to jumping into on-camera videos. Okay, now we have things like Facebook Live where you can you can do videos on camera very easily too. Okay, so again, the whole goal is to create lots of leverage. Now, I do want to address one thing, just so that I'm not misunderstood. Is it possible to build a big business without creating videos? And the answer is yes. You know, you can still build a network marketing business. There are lots of people that have built network marketing businesses without creating this big brand online or creating videos or whatnot. I do believe, though, that it will take a lot more work. And here I put here 10 times harder, because you're going to have to, get in front of a lot of people, personally. So you're going to be working a lot harder. While if you create a brand online and you have some videos working for you, a lot of times by the time you actually get in front of the person that got attracted to you, a lot of that like and trust is already, a lot of the barriers of resistance has already been taken care of. So you don't have to spend as much time trying to earn their trust. All right. So let me just make sure that I have my lines muted here. Okay, hold on a second. Where is that? Okay, there we go. Okay, good. I just put it in Q&A session, so that makes it a little bit easier. All right, cool. So, another piece is follow-up. So I believe if you start implementing the strategy of creating videos, it makes it easy for you to build an automated follow-up series of emails, and you have some content to put in there. A lot of times people don't, they don't even build an automated follow-up sequence because they don't know what emails to send. And it feels weird, or it's actually not productive to just be pitching the person every single email saying, hey, buy my stuff, join my team. That's very annoying. And that's not creating, that's not creating a lot of like and trust that's going to turn people off from you. So if you're going to build a follow-up sequence, which I think is important too as well, having content, good content of things that you can educate someone on, i.e. using videos, which is an easy way to do it, will allow you to do that. And most of you, if you get a lot of my emails and my videos and stuff like that, that's pretty much the reason for those emails and those follow-ups. It's a very gentle way to keep educating my members so that they can get engaged more, do more business with us, go deeper, get more success, refer more people, et cetera, et cetera. So the same thing in your business is building out a nice follow-up sequence using videos will help people engage more, buy more, refer more, all the things that can lead to more good things in your business. Okay, and as we go in, as we continue to develop in this technology world of social media and, more communication tools, there's always going to be a place for video to fit into that, where it's either a link to a video, or it's a video that is embedded or posted. So video is not really going anywhere. If you look at just picking on Facebook, I mean, they've invested a lot into video in the last few years. That's a telltale sign if a big company like Facebook that have millions and millions and millions of users are spending so much infrastructure into video, that tells you, that video is not going anywhere, right? All right, and now to be fair, if you use video that was created by someone else, like your upline or your company videos, I'm not against that. I think you should be using that. That's an easy way to show the people on your team, the new prospects, the simplicity of the business. But at the same time, adding some personal videos will definitely enhance your like and trust and your brand, with them. All right, so so I just touched on a couple things. All right, so let's kind of jump into the meat and the potatoes here. So one is a simple formula for never running out of things to talk about and how to target your ideal prospects. So the first thing that you should do If you've never done, any, content creation or video marketing or anything of that nature, I believe you want to identify who is the person that you want to attract. Okay, what do they look like? And go as deep as possible. Are they male? Are they female? How old are they? What age range they're in? What type of profession? Where do they go? I mean, start asking yourself some questions about that ideal person, okay, and try not to be broad. A lot of times in network marketing, we adopt this philosophy of, well, everybody, I want to recruit everybody in my business. Everybody is a prospect for me. And in reality, that type of thinking leads you to a lot of frustration and makes you not really, I guess there's an expression that says, jack of all trades, master of none, so to speak. It's kind of that if you're all over the map, then it's going to be hard for someone to identify, are you the type of person that they attracted to? If I could pick on MLM recruiting demand, I speak very specifically to network marketers. I mean, even the beginning of my video says, attention network marketers, would you like to, so it's very, very clear. So if somebody's not in network marketing, if they were to come across my video, they may click away very quickly because they're like, this guy is not talking to me. And rightfully so, because I'm not talking to them. I'm talking specifically to network marketers. And that's, how specific that you can be. And now once you identify what that profile looks like, then kind of work backwards to figure out, what are some of the things that you can talk about to attract that person. And another little shortcut is to find someone online that is really crushing it with attracting the type of person that you're looking to attract. And then go subscribe to their websites, opt into their emails, their channels, follow them on Facebook, and see the type of content that they are putting out. See the type of videos, emails they're sending out, see the things that they're talking about, and gives you a lot of good ideas on things that you can talk about the same thing, the same type of topics. Because if they're doing so well attracting the type of people, and I'll give you a little bit more clearer example. Let's say you with a nutritional type product, and you wanted to attract people in the fitness industry. Well, you can find people that and there's groups online with Facebook and stuff like that that a lot of fitness people sign up for. And you can find sites or find trainers that train fitness professionals, and you can go to their website and opt in and see all the different emails and things that they send out to the community of people that's into fitness. And then that gives you ideas of things that you could talk about. And maybe it can be simple things. And if I'm sticking with that example, it could, you might get an email of someone saying, hey, drinking 8 glasses of water a day can actually, allow you to burn more energy so that you can, lose more weight if you need to lose more weight or have more energy. Okay. And then you could say, wow, okay, let me talk about that too. Now you can go create a video based on the information that you learned from that article, basically saying, hey, I came across this article the other day, and here's a couple of things that I learned and I wanted to share with you. Now that could be an easy video, okay? So it doesn't have to be very complicated. All right, now I'm going to cover a little piece of software. In fact, I'm going to actually create a real video here so you can see the whole process to see how easy it is, okay? So there's a little piece of software that I use for creating videos. It's called Snagit, and this little thing right here, when you install it, it just sits on your computer, and you can, you can move the box if you want to move it to somewhere else. Better. For me, it's comfortable right here for me. It works on both Windows and Mac. I'm going to give you guys a link to it. When I send out the recording, I'll give you a link to it so you can buy it. It's very inexpensive. I think it's like $30 for the software one time. It's not even a monthly fee. And I purchased mine, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, and never really had to ever buy it again. So it's a very easy piece of software where you can click to capture a screenshot, and you can organize the size of it that you want, or you can click record, and you'll be able to draw draw an area, a region on your screen, and it'll start recording as you speak. Okay, so, and I'll do that live for you so that you can see how that works. All right, and then I'll show you how to upload it onto YouTube and some tricks that you can do with the title and the description and all that good stuff. All right, now before I jump into that, I want to see if there's any questions around anything that I kind of touched on, or if there's anything that you want me to go deeper on. So you can either put it in the chat, or I believe, let's see here, I think you can in Q&A mode, I think you can click to ask a question if you have any questions. And what I'll do is, let's see here. First, I'll look at the chat. I don't see any questions coming in there. And let's see here. There should be an option to click on to, if you want to raise your hand for Q&A mode. Let me see if I can see what that is here. Do, 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 do. I don't see an option for that. So let's go back. Okay. Yep. So I don't see any questions there coming in on the chat. So I guess you guys are good. All right, cool, perfect. So let's go ahead. What I'll do is record a real presentation. Now, so Liza, can we get a copy of notes? Yeah, you'll actually get a copy of this whole document too as well. So anything that I need to put inside of here as well, if it comes up in questions, I'll be typing that in, so you basically get every piece of information on this training. All right. Again, like I said, my goal is that you can start making videos tomorrow. It doesn't have to be, this process of I need to figure it out for the next 6 months. You start making videos right away, and it's like anything else in life. You learn as you go. You don't say, when I learn how to swim, then I'll get in the pool. You get in the pool and you say, I'm gonna, hopefully figure out how to swim along the way. So the same thing. You don't say, well, when I figure out how to ride a bike, then I'll get on it. You get on the bike and you somehow discover balance at some point, and there you go. So the same exact thing with not even just videos, but in any area of your business. I find the best thing to do is to take an action step right away. So even if I pick on some of the things that I teach on picking up the phone and making phone calls, a lot of people are very nervous about that. But the only way to get better at it is to do it, and you put yourself out there, you put yourself out there that you can mess up and get rejected, and it's a little uncomfortable, but if you stick with that, you'll learn very quickly that you move past that. And just like any other area in your business, you can move past it very quickly. So I'll show you. I'll give you another kind of an example here too. When I launched MLM Recruit on Demand, I used this picture of me, okay? And at the time, I actually didn't really look like this because I had just cut my hair off, but this was the only good picture that I had of myself. And I thought that I was going to end up growing my hair back, and I never, end up growing my hair back. So for all the videos that you've ever gotten from me as an MLM Recruit Man member, for most of the videos, I look more like this guy over here. But I thought I would have grown my hair back, and I didn't end up growing it back. So a lot of people feel connected to me from all the little videos that I've put out there, and I don't even look like the picture that you might feel connected to. Not that I did that intentionally. I don't have a problem with with how I look, but it's just a perfect example of how you don't even have to get on camera, and you can still connect with people creating content and creating creative ways to answer questions and showcase testimonies and things of that nature. You know, so that's a perfect example there. You know, so here is, and you're probably familiar with the screen again as an M1 Kindergarten member. And typically, I have a one-page PowerPoint, and I'm actually going to do, and put in the chat here if you think this is going to be helpful. I'm going to create a video live, and you can listen in. And if you think this is going to be helpful, just say yes. Put that in the chat, and I'll create this video live and upload it onto YouTube, and you'll be able to see the whole process, and we'll see that it only takes a couple minutes. So put yes in the chat if you think that's going to be helpful. Wow. Okay. Good. All right. So here's a perfect example. So you're basically eavesdropping on exactly what I do when I am creating a video. You know. So I do what I teach. You know, I still take prospecting calls. I have calls with prospects. I got to test out different leads sources. So I do the real pitch and everything that I teach you guys. I do that so that I can stay on top of our lead sources and everything that we're doing, and I have real conversations. So before I did this training here, I just went through some of my recordings, and I found a little 30-second message where the person left me a voicemail, and my thought was I was not going to call this person back. Okay, and I said, well, you know, when with what I teach, I teach people to call people. You're going to leave voicemails. Hey, I came across one of your sites. I got a quick question. You know, a percentage of people are going to call you back. You don't have to call everybody back. I mean, I teach that it's a sorting game, and a percentage of people, you don't even have to call them back to sort them. So the thought that came to mind is you can disqualify people without actually ever speaking to them. You can disqualify them just from hearing their voicemail. So I'm going to actually do the video for this right now, and you can be able to hear it and see how I do it. So all I do is I came up with an idea. Now, for your business, this could be anything. This could be a story of somebody that had some great results on your products or services. This could be, and I'll give you some more examples after this. This could be five tips on whatever, the benefits of using your product or service and how it can help. You know, it could be any of things. You'll come up with little ideas. You don't have to be, you know, a super salesperson or a super copywriter to come up with these things. Just little short tips. So I came up with the idea. It could be any screen. It could be a Word document. It could be a web page. It could be Facebook. It doesn't matter. Okay. In my case here, I'm just using a little PowerPoint page. So I just put the name of the title, and I have the message right here. I click on this little thing here, and it gives me this little square, and I drag it. So I left click my mouse, I drag it over to the area that I want to record it, and it gives me this little button here. So it's ready to record. My audio is on, and now I can click this record button. So I'm going to do this live, and you guys get to see the whole process. I click record, 3, 2, 1. Hey folks, Ryan Gunness here, and today's video, you can disqualify people without actually speaking to them. Okay, so, I teach, going after network marketers, you're going to be calling people, leaving messages that you came across one of their sites, you have a quick question, and people are going to call you back, a percentage of people are going to call you back. And, you're not going to answer every call live. It might go to your voicemail. And you can actually disqualify people just based on the voicemail that they got from them. You don't have to feel like you have to call everybody. Okay? And I look for a couple things. I look for someone's tonality. You know, I want to hear that they have some good energy in their voice. Okay? And I do listen to some of the choice of words that they have, because I'm looking for people with good energy, and at least someone that has the mindset of seeing if there's an opportunity here. Because the question, I came across one of your sites, I got a quick question, is really not enough information for someone to jump to a complete conclusion of whether this is a prospect for them or whether this is not a prospect or anything. So anybody that has some something going on in the business world, so to speak, I think would have to go about that, responding to that message in a very polite way, because they don't know what's going on, where is it going. So anyway, this is a voicemail that I got from a prospect. So she got a message that I came across one of the sites. I got a quick question, and this is the message that she left me, and then I'll give you some comments on it. So here's the message.
Hello, Ryan. This is Kathy Hoshi. You left me a very cryptic message about one of my sites. I don't know what you're after, but if you are selling something, I'm not interested. If you are interested in shop.com, then give me a call back. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, so that's a voicemail back to me. And basically she's like, you left me a very cryptic message. I don't know what this is about. If you're selling anything, I'm not interested. Okay, but if you want to buy my stuff, you know, call me back. So she has a problem with somebody promoting their stuff, but she's okay with her promoting her stuff. So that's, you know, not the right attitude to, at least that's not what I'm looking for, okay? So right off the bat, you know, she came across, in my world, very, you know, negative to start with, because she doesn't know. I mean, the way that message is presented, you know, at very least someone could say, hey, I'm returning the call, I'm not sure what you're, you know, calling me about, but give me a buzz back if you get my voicemail, leave me some details so that we can save some time here. You know, so at very least, that's the most descriptive voicemail that I would expect to get, or what I would deliver to someone that left me, you know, a vague message. Okay, so she didn't meet that criteria. So right off the bat, you know, I said, you know, I'm not going to call that person back. And the same way, so as you're leaving messages, feel free to do that. You know, you're sorting people, and if they can't leave a decent message, then you know, move on to the next one. So very, very simple. You know, so I invite you, as you're leaving messages every day, as people call you back, listen to their tonality. You know, listen to some of the words that they say. And if you sense that, you know, their energy is not right, or you sense that they seem a little negative, you know, don't worry about it. Just delete it and go to the next one. All right? So, you know, go apply that, and I'll catch you on another video. Ciao. Boom. That's the video. So the video is just created, okay? And, you know, the video was, what, 4 minutes and 6 seconds? And now I can click on this little button here, and it will automatically upload it onto YouTube for me. Now, I'm going to actually do it the old-fashioned way. I'm going to save it. And what I'll do is I'll put it in a folder here for training. I'll put it as test. So put it in this folder here, and then I'm going to save it as, and I'm going to name it at YouTube, but I'm just going to save it here for, you know, disqualify via voice mail. So I know that's what to look for. And now, boom, that video is saved, and I can go to YouTube and upload it. So what I'm going to do right now is pull out, I'm just going to actually go to YouTube directly. So to just show you how simple it is, I'm going to bring this over here for you. So this is my YouTube channel right here, okay, where you basically, it keeps all the videos, and you click on upload, and you can basically go to YouTube and create a YouTube account for free. If you already have any type of Google account, you already have a YouTube account, you know, so a lot of people have YouTube accounts and they don't even know. And then so when I click on upload, which is right here, then I select the file, so I can go back into that folder that was in, where was it at? One second. Let's see, I forgot where I had it. So if I go back to my Let's see. Oh, did I put in training? Nope. One second here. Was it in documents? I think it was here. Hold on a second. If I go back to my little editor here, I can click on this and I can see recent files. So you do have to pay attention to where you save something. So if I click on this here, I should be able to see. Okay, I put it in MP4 videos. Okay, so I did. Okay, got it. So now I can go back to my YouTube here. And okay, documents to the editor site and tests. There we go. And then boom, it starts uploading to YouTube. It's a very simple process. I spend more time trying to find it because I saved it in a different folder. But it starts uploading it right to YouTube. And there's only a couple of places that you need to fill out on YouTube, which is the title, the description, and the tags. So I have a little file that I saved on my computer where I have a preset tags. So in the tags, I'm basically, you know, I have my name there. I'm putting multi-level marketing because this is the type of people I'm trying to attract, right? So you, based on the people you're trying to attract, you'll come up with your own type of tags. And tags are kind of like keywords. Okay, so I have a little file that I save so that I don't have to keep, you know, writing it out. I can just copy and paste it. And, you know, and just to copy and paste, you know, some people don't even know how to copy and paste. You highlight something, you can right-click and click on copy, or you can do a keyboard shortcut like Control-C, depending on if you're on a Mac or a PC, and then you paste it. Now, the same thing with description. So I have a little description that I use, and all I do additional is I put the website at the top. So in this case here, I have two sites that I'm promoting. So that goes into the top of the description. And then I would say a little note about this course. So Ryan Gunness, you know, showing you how to disqualify. And I could probably even just go back to my little PowerPoint here. And I can copy this. So I click on copy. And I can go back to YouTube here. Showing you, and I can paste it, showing you how to disqualify people without actually speaking to them. And that's the description. And now I can hit, I'm just gonna add my name here at the end. Okay, and boom, disqualify via voicemail. And then I hit publish, and now that video is online. So if I go to YouTube, the direct YouTube link for it, you'll see that that's the video.
Hey folks, Ryan Gunness here, and today's video, you can disqualify people.
There's a video. So you know, outside of the 4 minutes that it took me to create the video, I probably had another 2 or 3 minutes just to kind of upload it and to name it and all that stuff. So literally in, let's say, 7 minutes, you know, 8 minutes or less than 10 minutes, there's a video online. You know, it's that simple. So you could have, you know, you can create a message very, very simply, you know, and share a couple of notes or points or testimonies or, you know, all the different topics that you can possibly talk about to attract the people that you're looking to attract, and in a couple of clicks you can have it online. You know, it's really that simple. So and then if you're using Facebook, you can post the link to the video there. If you're using an autoresponder, which I'm going to touch on, you can add that to the email sequence and you know, send that out as an email. You know, very, very simple. All right, so let's go back into this here. So Again, I'll send you guys a link to the software, so it's really easy. And I like YouTube. You know, thanks, David. I appreciate that. I like YouTube. It's very easy to use, but you can upload that video to any site. You know, I mean, this training that you're receiving here, you'll be able to use this for years and years into the future. So even if they come out with 100 other type of video sites, I mean, the process of what I'm showing you here doesn't really change. The only thing that might change is in another site, it instead of the upload button being here, it might be over here. You know, that's all. But the process of what you're doing is going to be the same. All right, so you don't have to really complicate it. Now, this is great for prospecting videos. Now, what about training your team? There's opportunities, you know, like if I go into, and I'll pull it up, you know, on my side over here, let's go to, let's pull up this. I'm going to go into the back office right now and show you. So if I go here, I'm on a different screen right now. I'll bring it over for you guys. So, boom, it is coming up. And it's almost there. Okay, while that's come up, I'll continue here. But if you're familiar with my trainings, so on MLM Recruiting Demand, the training vault. The training vault is nothing more than little video tutorials showing you, you know, so like, where do I get my leads? That's a little, you know, a little screen recording of the back office. You know, so this could be you showing your new team member how to use the back office so that they can sign up for auditorship properly, for them to figure out how to view some of the things in the back office. Yes, your company probably has tutorials to teach those things, but sometimes, you know, like if we look at even some of these videos, 1 minute and 7 seconds, you know, where I'm just answering one question, where do I get my leads, where somebody might have to go through a 15-minute video to find that same answer on the company's training. Now, you creating a little video, 1 or 2 minutes, answering that one quick question, even though they can find that information on their own if they went through the longer videos, that adds real value, you know, and answers a question. And you are the voice behind that message, and people respect you for that. Okay, so I'm trying to give you examples of ideas that you don't have to reinvent any new information. You can share information that's already available to other people, just you put your spin on it. Okay, and you know, and that's easy information to share. Okay, so cut touch to not. Now, how to, let's see, make sure, okay, cover that one. Number four here, how to attract relationships with leaders in your company and even other companies. I, again, doing this strategy, the little hint here, this can lead to more exposure to you, which gonna, you know, which makes you more attractive to your prospects and your team. Okay, and a very simple way to do this is you can contact leaders in your company, reach out to them, message them on Facebook or email, or you might already have their personal contact information. And you can contact them and say, hey, I would like to do a short little 10-minute interview with you, okay, for my team, or, you know, for a video that I'm putting together for my follow-up sequence, okay? And you'll be surprised how many leaders are open to helping you. You know, obviously, they earn money as you grow your business, so they're open to helping you. And they don't even have to be in your upline leadership. They can be cross-line. They can be in other areas of the company, and they'll still be very willing to help you, okay? And that's a great way for you to connect with a leader. And you can do a little conference call. There's a lot of little tools that you can do conference calls for free. Again, I'll probably, when I send out the video for this, I'll put all the links to the resources for this, okay? And you can call someone and, you know, just do a quick little 10-minute, you know, interview. And here's a couple of questions that you can swipe, or you can come up with your own if you want. But if you're contacting a leader and you say, and they agree to do a little interview, you can call them up, thank them for their time, and say, hey, you know, this is going to be, you know, real short. It's going to be about 10 minutes. And I just want to ask you a few questions. You know, what's your story? What led you to getting involved with this industry of network marketing? And they'll be happy to share a few minutes on that. And then you say, great, what attracted you to, you know, to this business around, you know, the products and services that we offer? And you can interject. You can, you know, you can actually say your products and services. I'm being generic here. So you could say, what attracted you to, you know, to build a business with this company that we have with the ABC juice, you know, and, you know, and they'll share a little bit about that. And you can even think of some questions like this, you know, some people ask, is this real? Can I really make money in this type of business? What would you say to some, to a question like that, or to a comment like that, and have that leader share some insight? And then you've, you know, another question here. So here's another question here. And again, this is an interview that's kind of designed to sharing of that interview with somebody that's a prospect that haven't joined the business yet. So these questions here was intentional to create a picture that I think is engaging for somebody that, you know, is just looking at the business for the first time. So here's the final question here. If I'm brand new, what is the best advice you can give me as far as getting started right? Somebody that's successful in the business, that's a leader, they can answer these questions without thinking. Okay, and then at the end of that interview, you say, thanks for your time. And you say, if you're listening to this interview and you'd like to learn more, you know, feel free to contact me. And you give them your email address. You know, feel free to contact me and you give them their phone number. If this is an interview that you're posting on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, you know, feel free to contact me. Just post a comment or, you know, post down below and message me directly. You know, so you can give a few different ways for someone to contact you based on where you're putting that video. Okay, and you can repurpose that, and you can also put that video in multiple places. So that video can work for you. This is a simple formula. As you're doing this, you'll come up with other ideas. This interview doesn't have to be a leader with the company. You can be on one of your company's conference calls or Facebook, and you see somebody that had a great testimony of some type of results that they got with the product or service that you have, and you can reach out to them and say, wow, I saw your post on Facebook. I mean, that's awesome that you're experiencing all this stuff. I would love to connect with you on the phone for a few minutes and do a quick interview that I can share with my team. Those people are going to feel very honored, and they're going to say, sure, let's do it. And you get on the phone and you ask them a couple questions. Okay, and you record it, and now that goes out to your team, or that goes out to prospects at the right time. So if somebody's looking at the business, after they looked at the business and they have some questions or whatnot, I can, you know, in a situation like that, if we have an interview with a leader, I could say, hey, here's an interview that I do, you know, with somebody that's very successful with the business, and a couple of questions that we covered, which I thought was appropriate for some of the questions that you asked me. So if you want, I could send you that video, and maybe it's helpful in helping you decide if you want to do this. And now you're giving them information that's ammunition, you know, ammunition to move them in a positive direction with getting involved with you. And at the same time, and if you don't have much of a relationship with them at this point, they might be thinking in their mind, wow, this person is friends with this person over here, so I'm joining the right team. So there's so many different leverage points of why you can use video and ways that you could do it that's very, very easy. And I name a couple of different things here, like Facebook Live and Google Hangouts and Zoom and Join Me. And as technology grows, there are going to be more and more platforms for communicating and creating videos and sharing content. So these things don't, you know, as things grow, what you're learning here, you can adapt it for any platform in the future. All right, so I hope you've seen that. Number five, which I think I touched on already, using video not just for prospecting, but for training your team, kind of like I was showcasing on the MLM recruiting demand back office. All of the little video trainings are just little tutorials of where to find things or questions that people have and things of that nature. And you put together some of those little training for your team, and people you know, appreciate that, you know, and they feel more connected to you, and they, you know, and you could use that as a selling point. So somebody hasn't even joined the business yet, you can send them a link to a few videos and say, hey, here's some of the resources that we have if you decide to join this business. Here's some of the resources that we have to help you with training and, you know, building your business and finding leads, et cetera, et cetera. So I want you to kind of check that out so you'll kind of know that if you got involved with this business, what you would have access to. And now that person might review some of those things and say, "Ooh, I should really join this business because this person looks like they have a lot of things to help me." Because remember, that's what people are looking for. They're looking to get to the next level. And if you show up as the person that can help them get to the next level, they're going to be more attracted to want to, you know, do business with you and work with you, right? So those are some of the ideas. So again, this same process here, this format, this training that I'm covering with you, as you adapt this, you want to go back and, you know, teach this to your team, because, I mean, I showed you here in 7 minutes. It didn't take much time to create a video, you know, so you can just go back and share those ideas with your team, you know. So bonus number one, if there's any questions, pop it in the chat here, and I'll get to it. It looks like, you know, everything looks pretty calm here, so that's good. Bonus number one is I'm also going to show you how you could use videos in your email autoresponders for follow-up. So what I'm going to do here is, and I will include a link to one of the autoresponders that I use, so that you could, you know, if you don't have an autoresponder, it's a good resource to use too as well. You do have one as an MLM Recruiting Demand Number with Response Magic, so you can use that too as well as an autoresponder. So let's see, if I go into, let me pull this up here. So while that's coming up, okay, good. So that's coming up right there. And then how to use personal videos to speed up the recruiting and training process, which I think I covered that, you know, already in some of the other things, but I'll touch on that some more. All right, so no matter what autoresponder system you're using, the process is pretty much kind of the same, where you'll have a list that you can create, and then you can create messages. So this, in fact, what I'll do, because I'll go to the follow-up sequence we have when someone is just a prospect checking out the MLM Recruiting Demand System, okay? You can create your own process for someone checking out your business, you know? So when somebody opts in, you know, to the landing page that we have, you know, that you get even as a member, when somebody opts in to check out, you know, what we have as far as this video that's going to help them get more leads for their business, when they fill out the information, the autoresponder kicks out. Now, I'm not going to go into all the technical stuff with the autoresponder. Most of it is pretty simple to, you know, to learn, and a lot of companies have trainings and stuff on how to use it. What I'm really focusing on is what you put as your content, because I think figuring out how to use the autoresponder is fairly simple, and there's enough resources to do that. Where people really struggle is they say, great, I got an autoresponder. What emails do I write? And this is where video comes in. So somebody, you know, fills out this little page here, and they opt in, they get this email. Thanks for checking out our site. Okay. And in fact, I'll open it up here so I can see the message. So, you know, it basically says, hey, first name, I see you're checking out, and this could be whatever you want to, you know, you can interject this for your, you know, your company name or for your site name or whatever you're doing. And I gave a couple of sentences. Hey, great system if you're looking to, and I basically restate the big benefits of what we have. And then I say, you know, here's a link to go check it out. And I'm basically sending them back to the same video that they looked at to learn about the site. So sometimes people need to watch your video a few times, so it's okay to send them the same video. Okay, and then the system, I have it set to wait one day, and it sends out this little message here, where it's saying, yesterday you opted in, and now it's kind of introducing myself a little further, and then it's showing them another video that is a different angle of the same video that they looked at. So sometimes you can see something a different way, and that's another video. Okay, and then it waits 3 days, and then it sends them another video where it's saying, hey, a few days you were checking out the site, I want to see if you have any questions, blah, 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 blah. This one doesn't have any links to any videos. Okay, so not every email needs to be a video, but I'm building a case as I go. And now I say, hey, so this is now like a week and a half into it, where I'm saying, hey, I spoke to a prospect yesterday, and they said I'm not open to looking at anything. Here's a simple way to respond. So now I'm showing them, one of the little videos that you're used to getting with me, one of these little, one slide, showing, showcasing a call. And that video leads them back to, joining our site if they want to join. So it's giving them some information, but it's keeping our site in front of them so that they can say, oh, this looks pretty interesting. I think I should join this. I should check this out for you. Okay. So trying to give you some ideas of how you can build out, emails. And very, very simple. Look, I had a sign up today, checking in with you, quick update. This is a testimony of somebody sponsoring a big networker, a demo video. So here's this one over here. If I click on this one here, where it is, where I said in the previous email that I'm going to give you a little demo of the back office. So this was just a little sneak peek of the back office. So this could be a video for you. Showcasing some of the resources that you have in your back office, and you can show that to a prospect. So you could say, hey, if you decide to get involved with this business, here's what the inside of the back office looks like and some of the resources that you'll have access to. And just showing them that little video could be an eye opener for them to say, wow, you guys have a lot of stuff here. I didn't realize that I'm going to have access to all this stuff to help me. I guess I should get involved with this, and it doesn't always have to even be necessarily the business being the strong highlight. It could be product testimonies, and showcasing where the person says, I think I should try this product, and you just come up with, creative ways. Again, if you're following people that attracting the type of people that you're looking for, you'll get ideas from the emails they're sending you, and you start thinking of ideas, and you can come up with, and you can keep going for months and months and months of emails. So it's very, very simple strategy to do that. And if you notice that these are not very long emails, if I click on this one here, close up here. So this one is maybe a little bit longer than normal. But if you look at, let's say, yes, it's a numbers game. And I'm not the best, writer, so I don't have the best spelling or anything of that nature. So videos are great for me because, it doesn't show how poorly I write sometimes. But look at this video here. Hey, first name, today's video. To build your business, it's a numbers game. Listen here. To your success. That's it. So it's that simple, and that turns into a good follow-up piece, and you didn't have to figure out how to write 5 paragraphs. Very, very simple. And someone clicks on that, they go watch a video, and you can add more to this if you wanted to. I'm just trying to show you how simple it is. These are real, emails in our sequence. And then I have another sequence for when people join as a paid member, and they start getting different types of emails now because now they're involved as a member. So we give them different types of emails, and same thing, videos. Okay, and it doesn't have to mean every single email is a video. You can break it up, but you know, it's not hard, as I showed you before. It only takes a couple minutes, you know. So how to use personal videos, I think I pretty much cover that, you know, to speed up the recruiting process, you know, which is basically when, you know, the best analogy I could say is people think that you have to have this unique message to do videos or to create a video, and that's not true. The message doesn't necessarily have to be unique. You showing up as the person delivering the message is the magic, and you share your personal view of something that someone might know already can make the whole difference of how people, you know, perceive you. All right, so that's pretty much, you know, this whole training on, you know, video profits, right, is adapting a simple process where on a daily basis or every couple of days you are creating videos, and it doesn't have to be long videos. It could be very, very short videos, and you just basically using that to build your email follow-ups, so you have stuff to send people. If you don't have an autoresponder, you create a folder on your email account where you save all the little links to all the different videos that you have, and as you're following up with people, instead of saying, hey, are you ready to join, you could message them and say, hey, I thought about you today. Here's a little video that answers a question that you had for me a couple days ago. And you send them that. That's much better than saying, hey, are you ready to join? You know, and as someone is looking at your business, now you have a process of things that you can expose them to in little pieces. Now, I like the little drip, small videos. My analogy around that, and I'm actually going to put it in here, is, you know, which one you think is more powerful? Okay, I'm going to give you two options here. More powerful. Okay, option one is, let's say a husband, okay, comes home and gives his wife a dozen roses. Okay, so she's excited. She got some roses, right? Or option two, a husband comes home and gives his wife one rose every day for the next 12 days. Which one do you think is more powerful? Go ahead and put it in the chat. Which one? One or two? Which one do you think is more powerful? Yep, you know. So, yeah, definitely two is more powerful, right? So, it's the same dozen roses, okay? But giving one rose a day for the next 12 days is going to have more impact than the one dozen roses. So the same thing, having these little drip emails or little tidbit videos go out every couple of days as you follow up with people is going to have more impact than saying, hey, let's sit down for 2 hours. Let me explain to you every detail of this business. Okay, that's going to overwhelm them and blow them out. Okay, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, if you've been following me for any time, most of my videos are very, you know, short, little nuggets to the point. There is a place for in-depth, you know, long training. There's a place for that. But I don't believe that it's in the natural process too early on. I think that there's a place to do that as someone gets deeper with you. But when you're building the relationship and you're leading them to, you know, to the step of, may say, you know, let's say joining your business or trying out your products, tidbits are going to be much better in that sense. Cool. All right. So that's pretty much it. If anybody has any questions, go ahead and you know, put that in. What I want to do from here is I want to have a follow-up call, and I'll send you an email on this. I want to have a follow-up call to see what kind of videos that people are doing and if they're getting stuck in any of the technology. So when I send out the recording to this, I'm going to give you the link to the software. I'll give you the link to the email follow-up software and everything. And I want to start getting feedback from you. If you get stuck on anything, I'll give you my contact information so you can reach out to us and we can try to help you through that process. But my goal is that everybody, at least creates one or two videos before the end of this week. All right. So if any other questions come up when, just you'll be able to message me back and, we'll try to, make sure you're all good with this. And with that said, this is the end of this training. So go create some videos that turn into profit, which creates more leverage in your business. Okay, and you'll be able to impact more people. All right, Ryan Gunness signing out, and I'll catch you later. Take care.